Thank you.
Thank you. We are doing things a little bit differently today. We've got a different theme altogether about God and the daughter. And our main theme, our main text is in 1 Peter chapter 2. Can someone get 1 Peter chapter 2 for me? I'm going to ask you in a moment, Lisa, to read verse 5. Let me lead up to that, okay? In 1 Peter chapter 2, Peter writes, he's writing to believers. He's writing to people like you and I. So we should read this as if he'd written it to us. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good, as you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him,
you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
We are being built, we who are believers, who have trusted, put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the living stone. We are being built into a spiritual house. We are being built. It's an active sense of the ongoing work of the Spirit in our lives. The question is, what does a living stone look like? Like a stone is like just a piece of rock, it's dead. So we've got this conundrum here with the idea of a living stone, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to talk about living stones. And I believe we said we have a new song today, don't we? So you want to come up and get ready to lead us in that new song? While I explain that, I'm going to read from Psalm 33, verse 1. Psalm 33, verse 1 says, sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous, okay, talking to us, the righteous in Christ. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. It is fitting that we, the upright, because we have the Lord Jesus Christ, it is very fitting that we praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Anybody got a harp? You got a harp?
Yeah. Sorry, no, I forgot my pocket.
Make music to him on the 10-string lyre. It's close.
Six-string.
Okay. And then it says, sing to him a new song. Sing to him a new song. This idea of a new song is all the way through the Old Testament. God's saying, write a new song for me. Write a new song for me. Sing me a new song. And because we're his children, and what father doesn't like to have his children sing to him? Right? We all have that. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy, for the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. So we're going to sing a new song this morning. I think Lisa, Rihanna, you wrote this song.
Oh, it was all Lisa. It was all Lisa. I had nothing to do.
It's just four bars.
It's just
four. Not a whole song.
And it's just one line. It's just one line.
It's a new song. It's about our theme of living stones. So.
No problem. It's really simple. So the line goes, we are the living stones, we are the living stones. We are the living stones, we are the living stones.
We can do that.
Yeah, so it's very easy to remember, and it's just...
And you'll pick up the tune.
You'll pick it up very easy. It just goes, so I'll sing it first, and you guys can sing it back, okay? So, we are the living stones, we are the living stones.
We are the living stones, we are the living stones.
We are the living stones, we are the living stones.
We are the living stones, we are the living stones.
That's it. And then with the music, just goes. We'll try again. 1, 2, 3. and left, go.
We are the living stones, we are the living stones. We are the living stones, we are the living stones.
That's it. We'll be doing it again.
We'll be doing it more, so remember it, okay? We'll be doing it much more.
We will sing this new song until it becomes an old song.
Then we'll write a new one, right?
Yes.
So, talking about building, we're talking about living stones. You can come and sit if you like for a few minutes. But before we start building, we have to build our foundation. That's very, very important that we have a good foundation to build anything on. Okay? I want someone to read for me Isaiah 28. Did someone get Isaiah 28? That's Old Testament, by the way. Isaiah 28, verse 16. Himself says, I'm laying a stone in Zion, I'm laying a stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Who is that sure foundation?
Jesus.
Jesus Christ. You have 1 Corinthians 3:11 there? Children, can I ask you to come forward here and sit with Annette, because she's got some work for you to do today. First Corinthians, go ahead. 3:11.
For no other foundation can anyone lay than which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
That's right. The foundation of our lives is Jesus Christ. And that's the very first foundation that we must lay in our lives, if we're going to be building a life of faith or a life of worth anything. We must begin by laying that foundation that is Jesus Christ. Now, another couple of adults come down here and help. George, maybe Russ, maybe come and help Annette and the boys put these boxes together. The idea here is that we have to carve out these stones, if you like, these foundation stones, okay, as this building metaphor is right throughout scripture of laying this stone of foundation. It doesn't have to be too detailed. The trouble we have, okay, the problem we have in our lives is we've got so much other things going on in our lives. So many other things going on in our lives that we get distracted from Jesus Christ. Things come into our lives, distractions and mishaps and unfortunate situations where we suddenly lose sight of the foundation and we start getting on very, very shaky ground. Now there's a wonderful story in the Old Testament of Nehemiah, okay, where Nehemiah is praying one day to God and he gets this idea, gets a report, comes back to him that the city of Jerusalem has been destroyed and it's been lying in ruins, it's been lying in ruins for many, many years. How are we doing there? We even have one yet. Okay, can we put a stone up here? Start laying the foundation stones. And when Nehemiah gets back to Jerusalem, he finds the gates of the city are burnt and the walls all pulled down. And he gets a little crew together and he takes a tour around the city And he puts the people together to start rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. And the people come in. Someone get Nehemiah verse 4:10, please.
Each one of us into life with him. Okay?
architect, but it's being built on the foundation that is Jesus Christ. So can you now ask the children to go through the congregation with those colored sheets and a marker? And if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ today, I want you to write your name down on this card. Joseph, Neil, Ethan. If you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ today, you have become a living stone. You were once dead in your transgressions and in your sins. Right? Can everybody here admit that? That there was a time in your life when you did not know the Lord. There was a time in your life when you were just too busy, too distracted. There are other priorities. And then the Spirit of God touched you. The Spirit of God touched you. I don't mean to get this done. Laura, would you take Ethan around and get everybody to write it? Write your name on the card. Okay.
First and last thing.
No, just Gary. Just your first name on God's card. So we're going to take your name to a living stone, and we're going to build a God's card. Make sure everybody gets one. Go ahead, Ethan, and go up to the back.
Nice big lettuce.
Lisa, yeah, sing the song. Lots of work going on this morning, isn't it? Lots of busyness, right? And this is reflective of the work, amen. This is reflective of the work that God is doing. Sometimes we don't see God as being busy. But He is. God is busy. He's working hard in your life, in my life, and in the life of us as a congregation. You see, sometimes the Christian life, it certainly has in the Western world, it's become very passive. Our Christian walk has become very, very passive. And we sometimes just think that the Christian walk is one of just showing up at church, being part of a small group, and basically living a good life, being good people. But it's not. There's more to it than that. There's that ongoing change that must go on in our lives as God calls each one of us into fellowship with Him and fellowship with each other. And sometimes we get to the point in our life where we have drifted so far that we've forgotten what the calling originally was. Can we start bringing back all those names now? Now these are stones. They're very, very heavy. And they're like quarry stones, if you like. You have to use your imagination a bit. At the moment, they're just dead pieces of rock. But Jesus said, or Peter said, that we are being built like living stones. One of the other things we did see in Israel, in Jerusalem, was the massive stones that they built the temple with. There's one stone in the foundation of the temple that they estimate has been down there now for, I don't know, 2,500 years since the building of the temple. It weighs over 570 tons. That's the estimate. It is literally massive. Like it's a meter and a half high, a meter and a half deep, and it's, I don't know, 25 feet long. It's just a massive piece of stone. So this is the kind of stones that we're talking about, these huge stones.
that God is going to make living stones, and he's going to build the things in a spiritual house that he's making. Yeah, can you start putting one tag on each box, or two names on a box like this? Facing out. Need some help to be able to take. We don't have boxes for us to do it.
Sure.
Yeah. Each one of us, when we're called, when we're called on Jesus Christ, now some of us have been here, I know that some people here have been Christians for many, many years. Lord, how long have you been a follower of Jesus Christ? 70 odd years. Okay, 70 odd years. Dorothy and Bob? 50, 60, 70? Yeah, since your children have followed Jesus Christ. Shirley, I know Kevin, baby. I was many, many years. Myself, I didn't come to Christ till I was 30. And I know there are some relatively new believers to have come. But nonetheless, no matter how long or how recently God has called you, he calls you into a living stone, and he's building this spiritual house with all these names on it. All these names. Precious jewels were called as well in Scripture. How are we doing? Wait. Fellow workers. He calls us to help him with chose the tallest two people. The while this growth of faith is going on in our church, in our congregation, just think of just us, don't worry about the people across the street or down the road. God is working in us, and we are working with God as we build ourselves into this spiritual house, this holy priesthood, called by God for what? For good works, for sure, but for fellowship, for love, for sharing, and for bringing the gospel of God's love to a hurting world. Start reading. Start on the part down here.
I'm
going
to start from the top.
You're going to start. You read the name slowly, one at a time. And when he reads your name, can you say, yeah, that's me?
What if I can't?
I'll read for it. Go. He'll come down in the comments. Go.
Joanna.
Yeah.
Annette.
That's
me.
Ethan.
Okay. Ethan. Russ.
Russ. Jeff.
Jeff.
Yeah, at the back there, yeah.
Paul.
Bob. Eileen.
Okay. Paul.
Eileen. Paul.
Judy.
Judy.
Richard.
Yeah. Richard. At the back. Go ahead. Keith. There's two of them.
And Roy, right?
Elsa. Ellen. Roy Rogers.
Yeah.
Are you here?
That's me.
Okay.
Lisa. Bill, Chris,
yeah.
Laura, Matthew, Phyllis,
you here?
Oh.
Ruvesh, he's downstairs, right? He's the little guy with all that hair, right? Don't like that guy. He's got too much hair.
Carol,
yeah. Rishan,
Gary,
yeah.
Tim.
Tim right there.
Peggy.
Peggy over there. Oh. Iris, you here?
You missed one.
Oh, Rashnika. Bella.
Okay.
Oh, Betty, sorry.
Shirley.
Marlene.
Jacob.
Liam. Donna.
Oh, I got it. Gord.
Rita.
John.
Bernie.
Dale. Tannis. I think.
George.
Leona. Dorothy.
Wow. This is what God is building. These are the living stones. God's precious jewels, each one of us, named and being placed together. Now here's an interesting thing. You didn't get to pick who you're going to be placed next to in the spiritual house, have you? You see, when a master craftsman, when a master stonemason is building something, he takes the stones that he wants and he says, I'm going to put them together in the wall at this place. If they don't fit quite right, what does the stonemason do? He gets his hammer out and he starts chipping away at the pieces he doesn't want on that stone. So the two stones will fit together and work together and come together to make what he wants to make. And that's where God is the master stonemason
And we are the willing stones, willing to be shaped and altered and placed where he wants in his spiritual house. This is the church. This is the body of Christ, the workmanship of God being brought together. We willingly submit, as we talked about last week with the potter and the clay. The clay does not tell the potter what it wants to become. The potter decides what you're going to be, what the clay is going to be shaped into, and for what purpose. The clay doesn't decide, nor does the stone decide. The living stone doesn't decide. So we have the foundation. Jesus Christ, the foundation, 1 Corinthians 3:11. We have the living stones being built, actively being built by God, but also we, as we submit ourselves to God's will, being built into the spiritual household that is of God. And the capstone at the top, to hold it all together, is who? Jesus Christ, dear. So we build our lives on the foundation that is Jesus Christ. And when we've been pulled together like this, Jesus Christ himself becomes the capstone that holds us all together. And we don't have a choice. God has chosen you, Gary, unfortunately, and me, unfortunately, and we have to work together. And he's chipping some pieces off me. He doesn't have to chip very much off you, but he's chipping pieces off me so we can work together. And it's the same for all of us, right? Anybody here feels that they're already perfectly shaped and ready for being in this spiritual house? Anybody already got it? I'm perfect. Oh, you do, you're not in. You're pretty perfect, right? That's good. Okay. But he's polishing us. And he's working on you, no matter how old you are or how long you've been around, there's still some work that God wants to do as he polishes us so we can fit together into this spiritual house that he is building. And we don't have a choice. When we finish here today, we're going to be wrapping up now. We're going to sort of go another song, right? So let's sing the Living Stones again, and then we'll move into the last song, which is Days of Elijah, right? Well, I've seen those as well. But I want you to think about this today. Your name, you willingly submitted your names, okay? I'm assuming nobody here can grab their name. And there it is. And it looks random, doesn't it? It looks random, but trust me, there's no such thing as random in God's economy, okay? When you come, leave here and go down, come up to this. Come up, walk past here, find your name. And look at the names that are all around you. And make sure you go and meet those people at our time of fellowship today. Because there are people here who haven't really connected with each other. Okay? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we have a little group of friends that we go and have coffee with afterwards. But I'm saying to, let me pick someone. I don't mean to pick someone. Paul, you're there. Paul, there's a Judy next to you, there's an Eileen next to you, there's a Richard next to you, and there's a Bernie and a John. Go meet those people. Say hi. I'm your living stone. I'm next to you in the spiritual house. And all of us do that. Go meet those people. Yeah, Rhiannon, you've got Lisa, you've got Janice, and there's Phyllis, and there's Roy, and there's Judy, and there's Richard. So find out the person that you're next to, that surrounds you in God's glory. Go meet them. Shake their hand. Say hi. We've been put together. It's you and me. Let's pray. Father God, the word is very clear. That you, Jesus Christ, is the foundation. That if we are not, we don't clear away the rubble in our lives, we don't clear away the rubble in our life is a congregation, Lord. We cannot lay the foundation that is Jesus Christ. And when once we've laid that foundation, Lord, we invite you, we submit ourselves willingly to your will, we invite you to build us into that spiritual house. Lord, for we know that when, as you're building it, the capstone is already in place, and that again is the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, so I ask you, by your Holy Spirit, to soften our edges, to knock off each one of us that sharpness, any disagreement that we have, any roughness, any abrasiveness that we have, Lord, and soften us to work closely and joyfully with one another, because we all stand on the foundation that is the Lord Jesus Christ, and we all stand under the capstone that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, forgive us for our crustiness, for our prickliness, for our contentions, our disagreements. Lord, forgive us. Lord, give each one of us now a sweet spirit, to come together as this spiritual house that you're building. Just as the praise team begins to prepare, just take a few moments in your own heart, in your own place, and see if there's something you need to repent of when it comes to life in the fellowship. If there's something that you need to fix, someone you need to speak to, so that the household of God can shine and become vibrant and filled with the Spirit and accomplish the commission for which we were called. Lord, hear our prayer, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, again we give you thanks and praise for this day, this time of worship and fellowship together. We thank you for the image you've given us of each one of us being hand-picked, polished stones, being built into your spiritual house. Lord, we thank you for all of the blessings you've given to us. Lord, we ask you now to bless these, our tithes and our offerings, Lord, as we return them to you. Lord, we want them to be multiplied and applied and spent prudently and diligently for your kingdom work, here in Newmarket and beyond. Hear our prayer, Lord, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I ask someone to get Revelation chapter 2, verse 17.
Revelation, that's the very last book of the Bible. It's kind of easy to find. Revelation 2, 17. Going once.
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna. Now listen to this in Revelation, last book of the Bible. Listen to what the Lord says. I will also give him a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to him who receives it. So while we're here on planet Earth, we are these rough stones that have been hewn out and polished and put together to build into a spiritual household, a spiritual dwelling for the Spirit of God. But in eternity, we will have a stone, a white stone, with a new name that's known only to us. Individual. The beautiful imagery of this earthly life
carrying on in a different way through eternity when we're given a new name and a new identity in Christ. And God is the one that's building this temple. He's building this temple of praise. He's doing the work in you in as much as you and I will let him. He picked you to be here today. He picked you to be part of this fellowship. And now we've got to pick each other and be in fellowship with one another. That's the call. That's when the world will sit up and take notice about what's going on. When they're able to say, see how they love one another. That was the one sign that Jesus gave to the world about who are his disciples, that they love one another. Let God do the building in your life. Let God do the building in our life. Let's close out our time with Days of Elijah. Wonderful upbeat song. We can stand for this. We can sing it heartily. It's a great song. Okay, about God's working through us. I wonder if we can just give a round of applause to Jacob, Liam and Ethan for their help in building this stone.
Thank you,
guys.
Thank you, Liam.
Thank you,
Ethan.
You did a great job. You did a fabulous job. Thank you. As I said, come out this way, look at the wall, look at the spiritual house that God is building, look at the people that are surrounding you. It was all random, but it wasn't random. I'm sure God had a hand in making sure that we knew who we were next to. So take a look, maybe I'll meet that person and introduce yourself as a living stone. As we go from this place, let's go knowing that God is working in us, he's working through us, and he wants us to bring that life, that joy, and that holiness out to the community. The world desperately needs Jesus Christ, and we are the ones that have to bring it. Let's go in peace today. Amen.